The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
Let's head to the engine room of the nation, where the wheels have continued to turn despite this global pandemic. Joining me now is the Mayor of Karratha, Peter Long. Pete, what do you think, what do people up there think, and what do your workers living in the Pilbara make of this $30 billion claim by Clive Palmer overnight?
Well, I haven't had time to really speak to anyone, but it was in the news yesterday, of course, and the few people I have spoken to are pretty appalled by it. I personally think it is an extremely bad move by Palmer, and hopefully what the state government is doing will make sure that that the state cannot be sued by somebody who's actually using our own iron ore to make this happen. So let's hope this doesn't get any further.
For sure. Now, a lot of his little mine pits are in your neck of the woods, I guess, with those sort of trekking along. What other projects are kicking on up there? What's coming online? We read earlier this week, and we were joined by Paul Everingham, who's the Chief Executive of the Minerals Council here, saying that we're going to need around 8,000 workers around in the mining and resources sector in the next couple of months. So what's coming online? Where are we going to get a job?
He's right. It's actually about 18,000 extra jobs, because we lost about 10,000 since the beginning of COVID in the Pilbara. And the reason that was the case is that the companies were only doing what they really needed to, so they actually deferred all their maintenance. Mm-hmm. So there's all that deferred maintenance work which has to happen across the Pilbara.
Uh-huh.
So there's probably those 10,000, which would normally do that, have to come back. And on top of that, we think there's another 8,000 further workers required. There's currently, we've got major projects being constructed right now for Rio Tinto at Koodaideri, a new iron ore mine, and with FMG at Eliwana and with BHP at South Flank. These are all $3 billion projects. They're not small ones.
No.
And we've got lots of other things happening. We've got gold. Novo has actually just bought one of its smaller explorers, and they expect to be actually starting gold mines in the Pilbara in the near future. We've got Bella Bella Infrastructure, BBI, which is working on a $5 to $8 billion iron ore project in the West Pilbara. BC Minerals has got a potash and salt project, which they're intending to start just on the western side of Karratha. Perdaman got a $4 billion urea project, which is getting very close to being fired off. And that's apart from the oil and gas projects, which have been put on hold for a year or so, the Scarborough and the Browse projects. But the Scarborough, which is going to get FID, the financial investment decision, is going to be in the first half of next year in 2021. And that's a $15 billion project.
Wow.
And we're also hopeful that Browse will go ahead. So that's bringing the gas from the Browse field in Kimberley. They're going to bring it by subsea pipeline back to the North Rank and then into the Karratha gas plant, which will be running down on its supplies by then, and that's a $30 billion project. So it's just an enormous amount of work, and what's great for us is that we've spent a lot of money on the town in the last decade, in the last 10 years, so Karratha is really a favourite place for people to come and live now, and I think the pandemic has emphasised that, because we haven't sort of felt much about that at all, so people are out running and riding and exercising and going out to the islands and going out to the river pools, doing all the things they normally do, and thinking, well, aren't we lucky to be living here? So we think it's going to be a great time for the Northwest and Karratha in particular in the next decade.
For sure. I'm exhausted by you just listing all of those amazing projects and the fact that you've got so much activity going up there. I just want to pack my swag and get up there ASAP, Pete. Now, in terms for locals, is this good news for everyone around the town? And should people be moving? Like, we had the mayor of Kalgoorlie, John Bowler, on yesterday, and he said, come to Cal, it's a great place to live. Would you encourage people, if you don't want to do that FIFO life, have a bit of a desert change up to Karratha?
Yeah, that's right. And John Bowler's right. Cal is a nice place to live. And people sort of think of all our towns as hot and dusty, and they're not that at all.
You're very tropical.
Well, it is. We're 20 degrees. We're tropical climate, and you get used to living in shorts, I suppose. Look, it's a great place to come and live. I came here 35 years ago for 6 months. I was working for Alan Bond, And, you know, I've brought up my children here. My wife loves it. And there's so many other stories like that of people who have come here for a short time and then just think it's such a great place to live. It's safe. It's secure. Mm. It's got so many opportunities. People, employment opportunities are fantastic. You get ahead further in companies than you would back in Perth where there's more competition.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful lifestyle. You know, you've got islands and national parks and, you know, fresh air. It's just a great place to live. And so we've actually got an advertising program you may have seen called Karratha is Calling.
Mm-hmm.
And was on at the footy the other day. My daughter was out there saying, I saw Karratha is Calling. And it's all part of our attempt to make Karratha Australia's most livable regional city.
Okay.
And so I'd definitely encourage people from the south to come up here. It really is a good place to live and there's going to be plenty of work. I looked this morning, mm-hmm. There's 867 jobs in the Karratha region.
Wow.
Right now on Seek. So
wow.
Pretty good.
That's fantastic. Well, look, 35 years, so you're almost a local. And you've been mayor for, how long have you been mayor there for?
I've been a councillor since 2011 and mayor for nearly 7 years now.
So during that time, you would have seen, I guess, the boom, the bust, and then now the rebuild and then COVID. What issues do you think are holding Karratha back and how you overcome those?
Yes, that's exactly right. We have a boom-bust economy, and that has been the problem. The house prices go up when there's a high demand, when there's a lot of work, and then when that construction work is finished, the prices drop off and people can lose money, and that's been really tough.
Mm.
So what we're trying to do is diversify our economy. So we've got a whole lot of new projects starting which are fully sustainable. So one of them, for example, is called EcoMag, which actually takes salt bittens and makes magnesium out of that.
Oh. Oh, I love magnesium.
Totally sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I allowed to like it, or is that the bad kind?
No, that's fine. They do make sort of some sorts of creams and things out of it, but it's used in a whole lot of things, including Gorilla Glass, which is what you have on your phone, your iPhone. So that's one project. We're now growing oysters in the archipelago because we've got the islands of the Dampier Archipelago just on our doorstep, so we're growing oysters there. We're looking at solar hydrogen. There's a couple of solar hydrogen projects starting where you use PV panels or wind to create renewable energy, which you then use to split water, and that hydrogen now is the fuel of the future. Instead of petrol and gas, it's going to be hydrogen.
Amazing.
And we can make hydrogen renewable forever. And when you burn it, you get water. It's just a wonderful opportunity that we've got up here. And we've got so much sun and vacant land up here to do it that I see that as a fantastic opportunity. And we've also got the greatest gas exporting facilities in the Pilbara as well. You know, we've got 90% of them or something that we have in the nation. So it's pretty amazing. We export $100 billion came out of the Pilbara last year.
Yeah.
It was a record year. That's just so much. In fact, WA as a whole, I don't know whether you know, which is essentially regional WA. So mm-hmm. taking all the country areas of WA, we export $150 billion, which is 36%, over a third of Australia's export income comes out of the regions. So it's good for people to get out of the city, go and live in the regions where you have a wonderful lifestyle, fresh air, and you get to know people. You grow up in a much more happy situation. So, and the Pilbara is no exception, and Karratha in particular. There's just so much opportunity. We're sort of living at the edge now of some really terrific things that are going to happen that's going to change our lifestyle and make us a much more sustainable country.
For sure. Well, like so much innovation, so many job opportunities. I just need to know, is the beer cold?
No problem. I've got lots of LNG keeping that cold.
Good. I guess just for one final thing, Pete, because you've worked in the mining industry for the majority of your career, as well as being a councillor and things like that. Clive Palmer's come out this morning, just breaking news that he's basically saying that this movement by the West Australian government to ward off his claim for damages may put off people investing in WA. What do you say to that?
Of course they won't. Of course they won't. WA is the best place for miners to invest in the world. The best place in the world. Our CEO, Chris Adams, and I were in Sweden last year at the OECD Mining in the Regions Conference, which was supposed to happen in Karratha this year, by the way, so we put off to next year.
Yeah.
A world conference takes 10 years to get a mine off the ground in Europe. They hate them.
Yeah.
We are so compliant. We are so good for mining, apart from the fact that we've got just about every mineral that you can think of here. So that is just not true. There are so many opportunities. Rio Tinto, for example, exports made a profit of $8 billion Australian last year and the year before. Fantastic profits. So that's just not the case. There will be people all over the place who would take up his leases if need be. So he's just, I think, exaggerating a little for the sake of the court case maybe there.
Oh, I don't know. Exaggerating, Mr. Palmer. I don't know what you're talking about, Pete. Look, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Peter Long, Mayor of Karratha. We look forward to potentially, you know, let's come up and attend this conference that you're going to host up there next year and have a ginger beer underneath one of the frangipani trees. It sounds absolutely lovely.
Do come.
Thanks for your time. I'm sure everyone up there will be watching very closely what happens in Parliament today in relation to those urgent laws that are being rushed through to stop Clive Palmer's staggering claim against the state.